Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. I'm Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. They have their huge 4th of July sell-a-thon going on right now. Easy to find. I-5 Mission Bay Drive. Come on down. We still have a full hour of fun and free giveaways going on here at Mossy Ford in the Pacific Beach. Ron Lane, the one and only from Fast Lane Kayaks. He has a beautiful, brand-new Pro Angler 12 here on display with a Mirage Drive 360. Come on down and talk to Ron and talk kayak fishing. And what's some of the prizes we're giving away?
Dude,
unreal, huh?
They really are, man. It's so much fun at these live broadcast events. If you're at their home listening, just come down, join us. There's still an hour in Mossy Ford. Such a great spot. Fisherman-friendly location right here in Pacific Beach, right next to Mission Bay. And you know, we're in between Grand and Garnett, easy to find, and you get so rewarded just for coming down. As soon as you get here, see the boys at the prize counter. Tommy P, Adam are there. They're going to get you a ticket. In between all of the breaks, we raffle off so much good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Killer prizes from AFCO and Gamakatsu and, you know, that crazy list that you mentioned before. There's Face Masks, there's tackle, there's lures, there's jigs, there's fishing trips. It's a great time. That's totally free just for coming and hanging out with us. You might even win a brand new Shimano Torium 20.
Yep.
Totally free. You're going to be eligible to win that amazing grand prize that we're giving away at the end of our season of doing these great fun live events. That's an 8-day trip on the Searcher. It's free.
Free.
You know, just all
yeah.
this just
and then also we have a chance to win a trip on the Blackjack, your own charter
yeah.
out of Dana Landing and Mission Bay. You have a chance to win the $800 set of anhydros, set. AFCO foul weather gear. You have Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, all that stuff. When you win either the random draw or the casting contest, you're going to win one of those great prizes.
Exactly.
One of 8 qualifiers there, and that can happen today. Two people are going to qualify.
Speaking of the casting contest, that's going on full swing. That's another reason to come down and join us. And one of the prizes that you'll be eligible for is that grand prize. But also, the first, second, and third place are going to have their choice of either a Shimano rod. We're also giving away a brand new custom Anza fillet
this
knife. That's
right
the Yellowfin.
Check this out.
Beautiful
huh?
knife from
Woo.
Anza.
I cut myself with it yesterday.
Yeah, be careful. Those things are real deal.
Really sharp.
Also,
knife.
A great Shimano lure package. So, yeah, just some great prizes. And if that was enough, the stand-up mic questions. If you stand up to the mic, let us know you want to ask a question this morning. Someone's getting a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Pete's favorite, the Kanoa Coast. This is that blue-black frame, the killer brand-new blue Hawaiian mirror lens, and that super thin Maui Jim glass. Again, so much stuff given away today. So much fun talking fishing with Ron here at Mossy Ford.
Come on down to Mossy Ford Pacific Beach and join us. Hey, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own spectra to fluorocarbon or to mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, time, and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and Ron. All right, guys, so here we are, 4th of July weekend, heart of summer. It used to be back in the old days that we would be anxiously awaiting the first albacore of the season to be caught because this is about when they usually were showing up. But today, you're wondering if the next bite on your skipped flyer or your sinker rig sardine is going to be a 300-pound bluefin. Man, times are changing.
Yeah.
But speaking of that bluefin, sounds like you had a hell of a trip there, Ricky, but it's been a really good week here for the private boat fleet. Man, a lot of boat pressure on some of the areas, but no shortage of fish. The area stretches from Desperation Reef just off China Point at San Clemente Island, southeast from there, down the canyon toward 43 and beyond. A lot of fish around. But a lot of that big ones is is gathering up there closer to Clemente. Heavy tackles preferred, guys, for sure, because of all those big ones, frozen flyers up top, sink rig mackerels and sardines down deep, and everything in between has been working here this week. That's San Clemente Island proper. Good signal from the island here this week. Lots of yellow, some really big ones the last couple of days, especially. Backside west has been a good area. Backside east also got quite a bit of fish. Some sea bass in the mix, too, the last couple of days. Hasn't been much earlier, but they're starting to show up. Some really good fishing on the front side middle also, but major seal problems there. At San Nicolas Island on the outside, been very good fishing here this week. Sea bass, yellows, and big halibut. Not every day, of course, but when conditions are good, especially you got out of that current, everything's biting. For you guys fishing the sea bass, the heavy jigs have been working really well, like a Tatty 4-0, Salus 6X with a couple squid hanging on it. It's been working well on that bigger grade sea bass. Santa Barbara Island, man, we got humbled up there a few days back. No sea bass in my secret sea bass spot, and lots of yellows around that we could not figure out how to catch. They did not want squid. They mostly wanted sardines, light line, small hook was the answer. There were some guys there that were getting them. We hooked one, and big knothead ate it. That was Yeah, and at Catalina, the squid off the Palisades, guys, a healthy sprinkle of sea bass and good grade yellows on that. And then locally, bass and barracuda at the Horseshoe, yellows at the Mussel Farm, and limits of boats everywhere yesterday. It was just insane. I had one of my good friends I fished with all the time, they hit that Mussel Farm mostly in the afternoon there and sitting on the anchor. And Mike was describing the chaos of the fleet of boats around that Mussel Farm. And a lot of it involved language I can't use on the air, but it was just hysterical listening to them and some of the stuff that was going on, man. But you guys want to stay late when the crowds are gone and the wind comes up, and that yelled it pretty good. It's good, great fish, and you got that horrible structure that you're trying to fish around. But they went 1 for 5, I think it was, on that nice great yellow there. So there's a lot of it around. But it's a holiday weekend. Everybody's going to have a blast. It's got nice weather, good fishing, middle of summer. Go catch something, guys.
Yeah, fishdope.com. You know, Danny, Jeff, and the boys have had all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW is lowercase, no space, is your $20 code at the ultimate Fish Report service. That's fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And you know, there's one thing missing in this fish report for July, and Ricky, maybe you can help me out here. But I have not heard of one single marlin report yet.
Yeah.
Have you heard anybody see a marlin?
I did, in fact, and it was like kind of the classic how some of the very beginning fish get heard. There was a gentleman private boat fishing the Kidney Bank, and they were fishing for yellowtail on a kelp with 25-pound and had a bite and set hook, and next thing you know, a 100-pounder came jumping out, and it jumped and gave him a good show and pulled line for about 20 seconds before it broke him off, and that was that. So that was just this week, Mark, a couple days ago, and we were all kind of remarking the same thing. That was the first one I had heard of, but it was on the Kidney Bank on a kelp, the same way some of them accidentally get found, and yeah. And the other thing that made me smile is the very beginning of your report, you said normally this is when we would be talking about the first albacore. Well, that happened also this week on the XL. Those guys had an albacore just in the middle of a bluefin stop, you know, an old school 25 pounder. Yeah, you never know. It is the right time. There for sure was one caught. So,
well, hey, we got a hell of a season then. That's awesome.
Yeah,
we got them all checked off the list.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the report, and we will talk to you next Saturday. Happy 4th to you.
Okay, we got it.
See you, Mark.
You guys take care. See you.
Great. Appreciate the call this morning. And while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing to get through, I want to remind you that don't forget the American Angler had that three-day trip open up. July 26th to the 29th, a three-day trip, and then a day-and-a-half trip. Very rare opportunity to go aboard the American Angler, July 29th through the 31st. You want to go on that trip, check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com or call Lori in the office at 619-223-5414 and get on the ultimate there, the American Angler, on a short trip. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we have our Let's Talk Hookup Searcher, day-and-a-half Gamakatsu-sponsored trip this Tuesday night.
Oh, such
and
good
it's
timing.
A go. It's 100% go. Dave Dolan's going to be our representative on the trip, and he's going to be loaded with great stuff, flat fall jigs and a lot of AFCO gear, and everybody's going to get a package of Gamakatsu hooks, and want to thank Gamakatsu for getting – oh, somebody just hit the bin there. All right, cast right in the bin there for 2 points. But anyway, if you want to go on that searcher trip this Tuesday night, Fish Wednesday, weather looks really, really good on Wednesday. So you want to go, and the fish are biting, you know, right after this full moon is about the best time you could ask for. Check searchersportfishing.com and or give the guys in Searcher Sport Fishing, Celia and Callie, a call in the office there. And get on that trip on Tuesday night, day and a half, on the Searcher. Of course, we have Art Taylor on the show tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., back in the world headquarters. Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning after our broadcast here at Mossy Ford. And I believe now we have Marcos, right?
Yeah, what's up, Marcos?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Good morning.
Well, we had a pretty good week of fishing here, kind of a continuation of the last time I talked to you guys. Those half-day trips, very good calico bass fishing on there. A little bit of barracuda, halibut in the mix there. So overall, about what we've been seeing, some great early summer fishing there. Those full-day trips, still fishing out the islands, mix of yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass, a little bit of bottom fish mixed in there. Still seeing occasional bluefin and yellowfin on some of those. The Elgato on their six-pack trip this week actually landed a 214-pound bluefin on that six-pack trip.
No way. Killer.
Heck of a day for those guys. And then on the one of the overnight trips there, you know, we're seeing some 100, 150-pounder, some nice fish in the mix there for sure. Pacifica actually landed a 290-plus bluefin on one of their two-and-a-half-day trips. Yeah, 34 total bluefin on there. Most of them were in that 150-pound range and one up to 290-plus. So very good fishing on those 1 days, 2 days, two-and-a-half-days. Nice mix of fishing there. And like I said, just continuation of what we've been seeing here. Very good fishing, some nice weather. Definitely get out there. And if you're going on those trips looking for those bluefin, make sure you're geared properly, because I'm sure as many fish as they caught, they probably lost a heck of a lot more to light gear. And, you know, heck, if you catch a 280-pounder there, you might lose it even if you have the right gear. So definitely have something heavier for those trips. Check the website for the full schedule for those half days, full days, the 1 days, day and a half, some of those longer two and two-and-a-half-day trips there. Seaforthlanding.com, the full schedule is up there. You can make your reservations right online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Love to get you guys out there. And as of right now, those full-day trips are still requiring passports, although that could change at any time. But like we've talked about so many times, as soon as you can, get that passport. I know now you can't really get them. It's going to be tough to get them now. But as soon as you can, take one trip off, get that passport. It's good for 10 years. Keep an eye on the schedule there because some of those are required. Some of them will be fishing offshore there. It just depends how fishing goes. So lots of options for you guys. I'd love to get you out there fishing.
Great job, Marcos. Man, killer report. Glad to hear the big ones are still biting. We'll look forward to hearing another great one here next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? That Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Nothing beats the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Get it at selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit. We kind of teased that Gamakatsu was going to be coming out with a new stealth circle hook.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get a hold of some of the samples. They're still not... They're still slightly in the R&D phase. Basically, the finished product is done. Now they're in the hands of the boats being fished to make sure that they're as good as Gamakatsu thinks they're going to be. Dude, that
it's
hook
really good
is
hook,
so
huh?
killer. It's going to be a Gamakatsu. All I'm allowed to say is in smaller sizes.
In smaller sizes.
With the whole bait stealth thing that we've had going on,
they've got
a very small hook.
So it's a Nautilus. Smaller size.
It's got a very stout wire. It's got a stouter wire than a traditional small hook.
Oh.
It's just, dude,
but
it's
like going to
be
smaller,
such
like number
a
four,
good
number two
hook.
Size.
Exactly.
Aha.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
It's going to be.
Preview
oh,
there.
Dude, it's going to be such
a good
hook.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Eric from Poway is here. Eric, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach, and appreciate you stepping up to the mic there, and sure want to thank Bill Lippis, our engineer here,
great
for
job,
being here
Bill.
Today and enduring this beauty here. Thanks for coming down, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you doing, guys, today?
Good, buddy.
I was just wanted to ask a question about this COVID thing. Yeah, I hear that we're going to be going through these days of where they're going to figure out how many people are getting more infected and stuff. And it said by Wednesday we may be back at quarantining everything. Do you guys, have you heard anything about that?
Well, let's hope not.
Because if you have these red days, like 3 days in a row, they'll go back, you know, a level of. Is that gonna? Yeah, have you haven't heard that yet, or anything like that?
I mean, I think we've all heard the same thing that's on all the same local news outlets, but I don't think any of us have heard any official big thing. And I just know that at least in the terms of the fishing wise, you heard Frank talk about it and Mike Pritchard. I think that we're in good shape, at least the sport fishing industry. I can certainly speak for Fishermen's Only because I'm there, you know, on more on the tackle side. But the guys took it extremely seriously, you know.
Yeah.
And there are some industries where they just didn't. And I think some of those are probably going to be affected more than others. But, I mean, those guys, both in sanitation and doing everything they can for distance, my gut is that we're probably going to be fine because of the efforts that the sport fishing industry has taken. I mean, obviously, we don't know, and none of us know the true answer to that, but I think that we're in good shape just for the level of effort that they've put into it so far.
And we can tell you firsthand, Ron Lane and I, when we were on the island, they were very, very strict about social distancing and about wearing masks on the boat, very limited in the galley. It was like they're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
So I don't think – I mean, let's hope. Anything could happen.
Of course.
But let's just hope that they recognize what sport fishing is doing and they don't do that to us.
One last thing going out tomorrow morning. I hear the tuna coming in a little closer. West or south?
I would go southwest. I would fish that like Kidney
Bend
Bank area. If I was gonna be short and not, you know, not run all the way up to the 43, I would fish the that Kidney Bank area.
Okay.
Good luck, buddy.
Trip.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach, Eddie. You're up next, Eddie Means. Come on down. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford, and don't forget they have that 4th of July sell-a-thon going on all weekend long.
So hey, Eddie.
Check it out.
Good morning.
Oh, you won some
Psycho Pro.
Apo Psycho Pro.
I won some, yeah. I used some 15 pound at the fishing the other day. It works really good on the kelp bass.
That's good stuff.
And I got to give a shout out to Captain Brian Castleton of the New Seaforth and his crew, and they were all wearing masks and just, yeah, it was really good
fishing.
Yeah,
taking it serious.
Yeah, serious. And my granddaughter, she's a little star, man. She caught all kinds of fish.
Fantastic.
That's cool, buddy.
That's cool.
So that's my spiel.
Right on.
Thanks, guys.
Good. All right, Eddie.
Good
bye
for
bye.
Taking your granddaughter out. You said she outfished you, too, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She always outfishes
all
me.
All right.
That's cool.
She's a girl, Eddie. Of course.
All right. Michael from El Cajon is here. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate that very much. Michael, you're next up on the mic there. While Michael works his way up, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. We got Corey from Escondido standing by this morning. Hi, Corey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for a great show. Sounds like you're having fun down there.
Yeah, we really are, Corey.
Wish I could be there. Hey, I just wanted to give a quick thank you to Pete for some good advice over the last week or so. I was able to get out with my son and a couple of nephews that came in from out of state. We hit the Pacific Queen for an overnight trip fishing on Monday.
Nice.
And it was definitely a trophy hunting trip. The boat ended up with 8. Had a big model bluefin. My son was lucky enough to connect with one on the kite. It was his turn.
Right.
Great rotation. And the best advice I can give for anybody going out there, I've fished for a lot of years, and I have never been afraid to put anything in the water under 80 pounds. when those big fish were around, I looked at my 50-pound rig and said, I'm not even going to put that in the water. It's just not going to be worth it. So
yeah,
go prepared,
the
and
fish,
the rental
right?
tackle at Fisherman's Landing was awesome.
Right. So you rented a Talica 20, right?
Yeah, rented a Talica 20, loaded up with 80 pounds, put on some fluorocarbon on it. We weren't lucky enough to connect on a bait rig or things like that. So at least I wasn't, but the gear was definitely the right stuff. The boat, because everybody was prepared and using those Talica 20s or bigger, the boat went 8 for 8 on those big bluefin tuna.
Nice.
So, you know, the crew and everybody being prepared made it worthwhile. And
wow.
We caught 8 fish, but it was
Queen.
A great, probably the best trip I've been on.
Oh, that's
man,
cool.
That's cool, Corey. Nice job.
That's great. Well, hey, Corey, thanks a lot for appreciate you calling us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks for joining us this morning. Glad you had such a good trip on the Pacific Queen, and that's an example. You know, it's kind of one of those days where you either, you know, Bluefin is kind of...
It's trophy hunting. It's he said it best. That was the best description.
Yeah. And nine fish doesn't sound like a very good count, but when they're all over 150 pounds, that's not a bad
thing. You just compare it to anything. You could go dove hunting and expect to get a whole bunch, or you could try and shoot an elk, and you know you put a lot of days of effort into getting one, and when you do, it's quite the trophy, and that's how it is with this bluefin. Sometimes you get super lucky, and you are on a day like me and my buds had, and you can do no wrong, and most of the time, I mean, trust me, we have spent plenty of days looking at them and finding them, maybe getting one, maybe not, maybe, you know, I mean.
We've done that too,
there's a lot of, there's, nobody talks about the, nobody talks about the days where you didn't catch. But I can assure you, we've had plenty of those and hundreds of gallons of fuel burned for not those days. But, you know, the more you go, the more time you're there, the more
likely you are to connect.
And then, you know, you start putting all those days together, then you're more likely to get one of those days when they really want to shoot.
Gotta go.
Yep, that's it, buddy.
For sure. Hey, Jim Crawdad. What's up, Jim? Crawdad Jim.
Get out of that chair, Jimmy.
Come on, Jimmy. Step up to the mic here at Mossy Ford. I want to thank Wayne from CC again for helping us out here this morning, too. Appreciate all what he's doing.
That's a Tommy P. given nickname?
He gave me that nickname.
All right.
First of all, you've got...
Right in the mic. There you go, buddy.
You've got some great sponsors, Pete, you know.
Yes, we
and,
do.
And Ron, I don't know how long you've been one of his guys, but...
long time.
Yeah, yeah. And we appreciate everything you've done for the show. And
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Well, this is sort of like the mafia, isn't it? Once you get in, you're just kind of in for life.
Well, you know, Ron, being an Italian-American, we don't, you know, the mafia...
Oh, we don't use that. Is that not socially correct?
But... what I wanted
what are you
to
talking
ask,
about?
What I wanted to talk about was I wanted to ask Rock Cod, when you go up to the High Sierras, what's the deal on the bears? Do you pack a pistol or just bear spray or? You
I don't think so. Especially here, you know.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? You know, I lived in Alaska for a year.
Yeah.
And they go, well, black bears. Black bears will eat you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, what's up with that, Rick?
I think that it's very not necessary to worry about it. With that said,
they're very domesticated bears.
But I bring bear spray.
Bear spray.
We have a backpack, and you know, if we're all the non-joking, if we are gonna like go up, you know, real high, like all of the, like the lakes, you know, that are very accessible, you're fine, you know. But if yeah, if we're going to
Hey, let me ask you this question. You ever seen a bear in the Sierras?
No.
Have you, Ron, have you ever seen a bear in the Sierras?
Well, I'm not a veteran.
I guess that's not true.
I've been up there.
But.
Yeah, in the Sierras. Have you ever seen a bear? Yeah. Oh, no, our engineer, Bill, he goes all the time. He's seen them, and Dave's seen them.
Honestly.
I've seen them maybe once or twice, but they, like, way far away.
And
it was in a trash can.
I was just going to say, like, I take that back. The only bear I've ever seen in the Sierras was literally... in trying to get into the dumpster across from the main lodge, like from the, I mean, from the center of town.
And they have a name
town.
For that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But now Alaska's a different deal. You see a lot of brown bear there. You see black bear.
I mean, black bears are, they're nasty.
Yeah.
But, one more thing, if I can have a minute here.
No more.
Growing.
I'm just kidding.
You didn't put enough Diet Coke in that drink last night. You too much rum and not enough Diet Coke there. But anyway, growing up being an Italian American, I'd come home and I'd go, hey, Dad, you know, they're talking about the mafia in school, this and that. And my dad would go, now, Jim, I'll tell you one thing. The FBI makes the mafia look like Boy Scouts. So think about that, and I'll
All right, Jimmy.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now as well your private boat catch will take care of those big bluefins. Now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish. They offer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and more. All at their famous Liberty Station location. Don't forget those killer tuna burgers and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And, Ron, you sell that poke kit at Fastlane Kayaks, too, don't you?
Oh, you bet.
It's the best.
You bet. That combo. Yeah, it's like your little kit.
Yeah, and here's the other thing I'll mention about Fisherman's Processing. You know, the it's very challenging and technically challenging to fillet yellowfin and bluefin on a boat right now. You have to have it right. You have to keep the belly and
right.
the fins and the, you know, it's like you have to almost have the book in front of you when you're filleting it. The best thing to do when you catch a yellowfin or a bluefin, just take it to Fisherman's Processing. Then you don't have to have the book.
Yeah, then you get a nice little vacuum packed table ready portion ready to go.
And no ticket from the DFG.
Even better.
Too. Yeah.
You got it, man. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. Been a very busy morning, but we do have an open phone line right now if you want to get through. That's 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Cookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Cookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. What an awesome day to be down here at a great location. Again, plenty of time to still come down and join us. Not an easier spot to find than Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, right in between Grand and Garnett. You can't miss it. And man, you want to talk about some inventory these guys have right
they
now.
Have
they are not messing around.
And they're ready to deal this weekend. It's the 4th of July sell-a-thon weekend, and man, we have some fantastic, hopefully before the show's over, it looks like the staff from Mossy Ford has arrived, and hopefully we'll get some Mossy Ford guys to talk a little bit about the sell-a-thon before we go off the air here. Great time here, and a Harry in La Jolla, you're next up here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Thanks for coming, Harry.
I have a very important question to you, Pete, and to you, Ron.
Oh, you guys are in trouble.
Did you guys put me on the list for next year?
Well, you mean the Islander kayak trip?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be 81 then.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always on the naughty list.
You're ready.
I have to tell
So I talked to John, and he says they haven't put put anything together yet, but they will have a schedule here for us in the fall.
Okay.
So we'll know. Yeah.
Harry,
of course we have to take you. Yeah.
I had an interesting thing happen on the Islander trip. I was dealing with a halibut in the kayak, and in measuring them, I lost my measure. So at the end of the day, when I was one of the last two people to come in, I caught a sheephead. I didn't have anything to measure it, so I had to get back to the boat before it died. It turned out it was legal, so that's why I didn't make.
That's why you weren't the last one out.
That's why you were the very last.
I was next to last, but that was fine. I had a fish. He didn't.
That's
so
great. You're my hero, anyway, Harry.
It was a great trip.
It's a great trip.
Nice job, buddy.
Great job. And you gotta love the Hobie kayaks, right?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Mine's set up perfectly.
Yeah, thanks, sure. Ron. Hey, Harry, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off with Donnie? He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Donnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, buddy. What's going on?
How are you?
Good, good. So, a question for Rick. My daughter, she's 22. She is dying to come out fishing with me, so I was thinking about taking her out on, like, a three-quarter day trip. But, I want to get her a rod and reel, you know, something nice, something light, tough, maybe some spinning rod outfit, you know, good for calicos, maybe some yellowtail, something like that. Any suggestions?
Sure. I think there's a lot of great options with spinning, and if you were just right off the bat, my first thought would be a Shimano Bait Runner. They are smooth.
We have it in our kayak, in our casting contest today.
They're so easy to use, and being that she's three-quarter day fishing, they have that live bait runner option where you can fire the sardine out, engage the bait runner feature, which is kind of like putting a spinning reel into free spool where there is zero drag and the line can peel off very freely, but it's not an open bail that's just putting slack in the water, so it's really easy to fish a live bait. And probably like a 4,000 to 6,000 size, probably 6,000 would be the right size. Still small enough for bass fishing, but still plenty of guts if she does hook a yellowtail. They're under $200, and then I would just match it with a nice Terramar spinning rod. Maybe something a little longer so she could cast it ways, like an 8-foot Terramar medium or a medium heavy. And you'd have a really nice rig, not too terrible on the pocketbook, but something that's very capable of.
And easy to use.
Yeah, and you could catch even a school-sized tuna on something like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, probably not a 150-pounder, though.
I wouldn't want to catch a 150-pounder with it.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot
for
the call this morning. Steve from L.A. is here at Mossy Ford. Steve, thanks for coming all the way down from L.A. and with your lovely wife, and appreciate your support here in Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for the comment. It was pretty cool.
Thank
you. Appreciate that. Kayak high visibility. Every time I go out in the channel, there's a kayaker out there that thinks he's an 80-foot yacht. And they'll cut in front of you. They won't even look behind themselves while they're crossing the bay or whatever. What do you suggest? This station here has a high following, a very huge following of kayak users. What do you suggest to them?
Well, first off, that is a really great question. And I myself, you know, do a lot of boating other than kayaking. And the other day, my son and I were coming over to the bait receiver in Mission Bay, and there was hundreds of kayaks. And they were la-la-la land. They didn't realize that a big boat... can't just move out of their way. So education is one. And, man, I got to tell you, the first thing you want to think of when you're in the water is might makes right. And so if you're in a kayak, get the heck out of the way. And if you know, part of the visibility thing is here you got all these guys trending with camo kayaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get a camo kayak. And then you know, let's wear camo gear.
Like this one you brought down here.
That's kind of a
camo kayak.
Yeah, well, at least that one is the lime green camo. It's a little more visible.
Yeah.
But Hobie's real aware of that. And in their catalogs, they have plenty of lights and flags, these visibility flags, a lot like you would see on a whip antenna going in the sand dunes, you know. So visibility, you got to think. Seamanship is just basically common sense. So having a high vis flag, more than that, being aware of your environment. Head on a swivel, whistles are good.
No headsets.
Yeah, you don't want to be listening to Motorhead on your headset while you're while you're pedaling to the bait receiver. But that's a really great question, and a lot of times what we see is on weekends like this weekend, you get everybody out, they'll borrow their buddy's kayak, and they don't know what they're doing. And that is a problem in boating in general.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've seen guys just run right over our, you know, here we've set up a nice drift, and they run right over your lines, basically. You know,
and they're so low to the ground that once a bigger boat goes up on a swell, you don't see nothing.
Yep.
You know,
and then
underneath it.
In the evening, you need to have law requires on a kayak at night that you have a flashlight at ready. And that's a really great thing to do because you can shine the flashlight and make movement with them and shine them at the sound you hear. So keep the headphones off, listen for the power boats, and have a flashlight at ready at night.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, the other question I have for you on that is do you need CF numbers on a kayak? I mean, these are
only
like
if you
boats.
Put a motor on it.
Only if you put a motor on it. So
right.
As long as you just use the Mirage drive and a paddle, you don't need a CF number.
Right.
Okay.
And
but if you put one of those, like they do make motors.
Oh, they
then
do.
Then you have to get a CF number.
Yeah, Harry's got a motor. I you know. Yeah,
you
I don't
have
know
CF
if it,
numbers, Harry.
Mine is a propulsion assist device.
A propulsion assist device.
Oh.
All right.
At any rate, if you put a motor on it, you know, and I got to tell you, when you go to different areas, the laws change. Is it a county lake? Is it a state-run lake? You know, I mean, city lake? So you got to check where you're going. But safety first.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's not be, you know, seamanship is common sense.
Absolutely.
Steve,
thanks for coming down from LA.
Steve. Appreciate you joining us here. Dennis in Linda Vista, you're next up. Dennis? Come on down. He's up there. And while we're doing waiting for Dennis, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about Harry calling us from Chula Vista this morning? Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. I have my questions for Pete. I'd like a little historical perspective on radio fishing shows. To my knowledge, there's just two in town right now. The other one's only on Sundays. And I just want to know your perspective, your relationship with the other show, perhaps, and just how what inspired you to do the show.
Well, I don't really know of the other shows, but I'm sure they do a great job. But we started Let's Talk Hookup. Oh, geez, it'll be 29 years in September. September 9th will be our 29th anniversary. I've told the story before. I was a sales manager at a radio station up at Carlsbad. KKOS doesn't exist anymore, but started it on the AM side of that, KCEO. And Bill Poole was our first guest, and he came in and said, "Kid, you got something here." And we kind of went from there. We moved it over to 690 and then 1090. And, I mean, and here we are at the Fan now. And 29 years later, we're still doing it. And
having a great time.
And, you know, what's made our show take it to the next level is our Let's Talk Hookup app. We started the app about 3 years ago, and Adam does such a great job. Yeah. Adam's here today, putting the archives up on the app. Yeah, let's give a big hand to Adam.
Yeah, no doubt.
Adam posts those archives up on the app, like, very, very quickly, and there's a lot of people that listen to the record. They don't want to listen live. You can listen live on the app, but you can listen on demand, 724, to the app on previous shows.
A lot of my buds listen on their drive home from work. You know, they all say the same
thing.
They
download it and just
2 hours, and you know, like, man, that gets me like 3 drive homes in the afternoon. And
yeah,
and you know, that's the beauty of the app is you get to listen to the show when you want to.
Yeah, so that's a fortunate thing. We have radio, we have app, we have streaming, and that's kind of the new age of radio today. And that's kind of a brief history of Let's Talk Hookup there. All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
Dennis,
that was fun.
You're up.
Hi, Dennis.
I can see I'm one of the bigger people, and the kayak, does they have a wider model or a bigger chair that fits in there? And also, I'm into crabbing and lobstering. How do you attach nets to that thing, and do you have classes that we could take?
Well, those are good questions. We normally have our biggest class that we used to do was the Fish and Mission.
Fish and Mission.
And that was the best sales class I ever did. You take a guy fishing on brand new Outbacks and pro anglers, what do they want? They want boats.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, that fishing mission was great. We got shut down this year on it. We couldn't do it this year. And, I don't know when we'll be able to get back to doing fishing missions. But as far as your question, that the Pro Angler 14 is our largest in the single kayaks. It has a 600-pound capacity. And so that's a pretty big kayak. Now, that's the Pro Angler 12. It has a 500-pound capacity. Now,
wow.
There is a Pro Angler 17, which has a higher seat and a seat that can be moved into the middle, so it can be a big single. And it's very stable. I don't know what the capacity is. I could look it up, but it would be perfect for a big guy. It's a big mm-hmm. kayak. But that's one I recommend a trailer with.
Yeah, my stability, getting in there and then leaning to get the net
well,
or whatever.
Well, yeah,
I'm
you bet.
About flipping it.
Oh yeah, no flipping. We can't be doing that.
And but now, those the Outback, the Pro Angler, those are very difficult to flip, right? People get scared.
Yeah,
you can do it.
You can do it. Now, Hobie's made in their catalog. They have a gentleman asked me earlier about a Bimini. The Biminis are available that just plug right in. We also make Sidekicks, which are little amas and akas that create a flotation. You know, almost makes it like a little mini trimaran. Yeah. So there's all kinds of ways to make them more stable. I had my son's wife's grandfather had Parkinson's, and he loved the water, and he wanted to be out there, and we were afraid he's going to flip it. So we put the Sidekicks on his kayak. It worked great.
Nice.
That's cool. So keep him from flipping.
Thanks for coming down, Dennis. Appreciate that very much.
So safety first.
Safety first. Peggy from Seal Beach came all the way down from Seal Beach. Peggy, you still around? Step time for you to step up to the mic. We see Peggy around? Oh, she's in the restaurant. Okay, then let's go have Pablo. Pablo, you're next up. There's Pablo from Chula Vista. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that very much.
What's up, Pablo?
How you guys doing? Up, Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, celebrating the 4th.
Love it. Question for Ron. You know, your kids are always going out catching big old yellows. Are your kids still into that? Are they?
Oh, they're psycho.
Have they gotten any big ones this
they're
year?
They're psychos.
Hayden.
I got, I wonder where they got that right.
Yeah,
what do you
think? Exactly. They're very, you know, when they started that company, Salty Crew, they got very busy. But they're very busy fishing, surfing, and more fishing, more surfing, and they do work. But it looks like it's a lot of fun being around them.
Right.
And now I have grandkids, you know, that they take out
that are also probably psycho at this point.
Oh, it's so much fun. We're talking. You train them up right, you're going to enjoy them the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I can tell you this for a fact. Ron's like my main deckhand on field research, and there's nobody more psycho about fishing than Ron Lane. I mean, I can – Ron, stop. We got to go. One more cast.
One more cast.
He's very enthusiastic about fishing.
You know, I am that guy because I just love being on the water.
Yeah.
And even if we had a pretty down day, we looked at a lot of – you know, we were like fishing in Jurassic Park with tuna, and we couldn't get them to go. And that can be frustrating, but you can also look at it a lot like my younger son Hayden would. He goes – look at those incredible things you're seeing.
Yeah,
I mean, they were just devouring. This meatball of bluefin was devouring something, and it was just awe-inspiring.
Pretty awesome.
So you know, you got to ratchet back sometimes and then just enjoy the moment.
That's it. Pablo, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford Pacific Beach. Evelyn, are you around? Evelyn from Mission Viejo?
Evelyn's right behind us.
Right behind us. All right, your time to step up to the mic. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate you very much, and want to say such a beautiful day here down at Mossy Ford. Come on down to their sell-a-thon this weekend. They've got a huge inventory of beautiful Ford cars and trucks, and the best deals of all year right now during the sell-a-thon.
No doubt.
Hi, Evelyn.
What's up, Evelyn?
Hi, good morning. Hey, you know, when I go deep-sea fishing, it seems like we motor all the way over to La Jolla Shores and fish in the kelp there. If I were to take this and go straight out, like, how do you go beyond the waves to go straight out from the...
Take a kayak through the waves. Good question.
That's a really great question. And we're living in the kayak mecca. We got lakes here to fish on, two beautiful bays loaded with bass. I mean, there's a whole cult of spotted bay bass attackers. We fished with one of those groups. The ninjas? Remember
the ninjas,
the kayak ninjas
on the Islander. That was a great group of people.
But we also, La Jolla is like the most dynamic kayak fishing area because you can just go rope calicos all day long, or you can find yellowtail busting the water everywhere, which is just awe-inspiring. And just the whole La Jolla thing where you go out in the morning and you make your bait, you get all your mackerel and you put it in the bait tank. I mean, that's just a blast.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get carried away. I go, just one more, just one more, right?
just one more.
And then, you know,
just
then
one
you're
more
off.
On.
And when you're out paddling a kayak or pedaling a kayak in La Jolla, look what you're looking at. That coastline's amazing.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden... It's on.
Yeah.
One of the great kayak moments I ever had was out at San Clemente on our Islander trip. I think it was last year. And we had a finback whale come under our kayaks.
Yeah.
Remember that, Ron?
Particularly under your kayak.
I looked down and this thing was like 15 feet under me. I thought, okay, don't flip your tail right now. Because they're like 50 feet long.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the thing you get when a kayak is like you're one and one with the ocean. That's what's so cool about kayak fishing is just being and seeing things you just don't see from
There's also other attributes of the kayak. It's very inexpensive. Usually your gear costs more than, the gear you put on your kayak
can
be more expensive than your kayak.
That's why you need a leash.
And then you don't have to put fuel in it.
Right.
And
you can go when you want. You want to go for an hour, you just throw
it
in the water and you jump off the beach or the bay and
But one of the
go.
Biggest things, Pete, we haven't even said one of my favorite sayings all day is that if you disguise your exercise with fun,
that's it.
You'll actually do it.
Yeah.
And I know all of us need a little more exercise in our routines.
Mm-hmm.
So what a great combo. Here we are in San Diego, we've got all this great fishing.
Yeah.
And kayaks are so inexpensive. I just don't know how people don't grab your kids, go buy
a
kayak.
And they last for a long, long time.
Oh, last,
And
with
for sure.
With the warmer water coming up through Mexico, are we getting better, bigger fish than we usually do?
No.
No. Okay.
Well,
are you kidding me? All winter long, fishing was incredible.
Yeah.
I don't understand this place. It's just so good.
We live in a great Mecca for fishing, for sure. Well, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford.
Yeah,
appreciate that very much.
All right. I don't know why I said no, but, we're probably, if it gets better, how good can he get?
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself one of these great prizes, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way over the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information.
Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses, Moloch, got themselves a brand new pair of Kanota Coast. You're going to love those Maui Jims, bro.
Indeed. All right, who's the random winner today, Tommy?
The second qualifier is George Marinoff. Marinoff, George, yeah. Second qualifier for the grand prize.
All right, very good. And we'll get the casting contest winner from Arnie here soon. Hey, Ron Lane, Fastlane Kayaks, thanks a lot. How do we find you, Ron, here? 4th of July, you're open, right?
Yep, we're open till noon. We're going to be there, you know, loaded for bear. We actually have boats. It's great. And if you want to just give us a call and check on things, it's 619-222-0766.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for coming down. Happy 4th of July to everybody. Thanks to everybody for coming down. Tommy, Adam, Arnie, and Dave, and Wayne, and Bill, thank you for all your help. And thanks to Dave in the studio there. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher will be joining us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.